You are listening to The High School Show on KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. My name is Jackson Leon, and Sam Knight is also in the studio. But today we have our guest, Bryce Hansen. And how are you doing today?
Good.
And you are a board member for the Curling Club and an event chair for the Junior Nationals. Is that correct?
That is.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? How did you get interested in curling?
So I grew up in Iowa. But came to the North Shore for grad school. And I ended up in curling because of my wife. She was a curler since she was in middle school. Watched her a few times and enjoyed it and decided it would be fun to do. And there was room here in Two Harbors to curl. So I joined in to the Two Harbors Club when after we got married.
And how did you become a board member and event chair?
Board member, I was nominated. And voted in by the club. And then the event chair, we decided a few years ago that we needed to fulfill our mission statement, volunteer to host a national event. And myself and one of the other board members, whose daughter actually curled in junior nationals, volunteered to be event chairs for this event.
All right. So you have gone to, you know, curling clubs around northern Minnesota, considering you've moved around a lot. What is our facility like compared to other facilities?
We have a great club. It's always been really nice, very welcoming. And then in the last year, we have really overhauled it. We put in a new ADA accessible entrance, repainted, recarpeted the club, and we've got some of the best ice in the area. We've got a dedicated team of 7 or 8 ice technicians who are in there every day, multiple hours, keeping our ice really, really top-notch.
So a lot of time seems like it's put into that. Is that time you're paying people for? Is that all volunteer-based stuff?
Our entire club is run on volunteer hours, and it really adds up. You know, for this event alone, we'll probably put in close to 2,000 hours of volunteer time. And over the course of a curling season, you know, our head ice technicians are there 5 hours, 6 hours a week, and it's an 18-week season. So it turns out to be a lot of time given to the club.
So it seems like we have a really, really nice curling club. And there are probably a lot of people in Two Harbors who don't take advantage of that.
There are, but we are, we're building. We're building into the community. We've got the high school program now with Two Harbors and Silver Bay. Both of those schools come down with, I believe, their 7th grade classes, and they get to curl for PE for a week. We do community ed outreach in the fall. We have a junior curling program now for school-age kids during their days off on Fridays. And we also have a junior curling, kids curl program, excuse me, on Sundays. Unfortunately, both of those events have just ended for the year. But both of them have gone from 5 or 6 kids. The kids curl is now up to 30, and those are 6 to 10-year-olds. And the junior curling is up over 20 kids. So they've both grown a lot.
So since, I mean, all that just ended, people might want to register next year. How can they do that?
Absolutely. The community ed brochure that goes out in the fall will have all of the information. I think it's like $5 to register for the entire season, so it's pretty cheap. And we have all the equipment you need. So all you have to do is show up, and we'll take care of the rest.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you, I don't do a lot with curling. I've been to the curling club a few times, but the main time of the year I really see the curling club active in Two Harbors is during Winter Frolic. Can you tell me a little bit about what the curling club's doing for Winter Frolic this year?
Absolutely. So the Winter Frolic, we host Friday night, and we've got the chili cook-off. That starts at 6 o'clock. It's hosted by the Lake Bank and Harbor Insurance. If you want to come out and curl, Community Curling Challenge starts at 5:30. Pre-register at the tent outside. You can come in and curl for an hour. And then at 6:30, the city versus the county exhibition curling challenge happens. It's just a good time, a lot of fun on the ice. If you've never been in the club, it's a great chance to come in and see it.
And then what dates are Winter Frolic again?
Winter Frolic is February 7th through the 9th. So the events at the curling club will be on Friday night, the 8th.
Sounds like a fun weekend for curling fans. So let's talk about the Junior Nationals. When is that, and is it open to the public?
So it is the 13th, this Sunday, January 13th through January 19th. Sunday's event is completely open to the public. Anybody can come in. There is no charge. We have a 7 o'clock kind of meet and greet everybody can mingle around. We'll have some appetizers, hors d'oeuvres. And then at 8 o'clock is the opening ceremonies. We have Corey Christensen, one of our local Olympians, who will be coming in to throw the opening rock. USCCA officials, as well as Mayor Chris Swanson, will be there to kind of kick off the event. And then the rest of the week is open to the public. Anybody's welcome to come in. There's a small charge to get in during the rest of the event. But when you come in, you get four draws. Your entrance fee gets you in for the entire day. Draws are typically 8 a.m., noon, 4 p.m., and 8 p.m., and you can stay all day. We've got lunch served there for curlers and non-curlers, as well as dinner. So once you're in, you're there for the day if you want to be.
So is there anybody from the North Shore area that's going to be competing in this?
The one I know of is Lexi Lanigan. She lives between Duluth and Two Harbors. I believe this is her second or third event, and she is on one of the teams favored by the women to be a favorite. So should be a good run for her.
So then if she's on that team does well, what do they move on to?
So this event is nationals. So all of these teams have won a regional event to get here. And if the winning team for the men and the women, so two teams, will move on to represent the United States at Worlds in Liverpool, Canada.
All right. And what special guests are there coming?
We are hopeful. We've got a verbal commitment from our men's Olympic gold medal team that during the week they'll be stopping in. Unfortunately, for both weekends, they are curling at some pretty big events. They'll be up in Canada for the closing weekend, unfortunately. But they will be around. They're going to be stopping in and out. So if you get lucky, you might see one of our Olympic gold medalists, and they usually have their gold medals with them.
Nice. So I know this is coming up pretty soon, but are there still volunteer opportunities for people who might be interested in it?
Sure. If you want to volunteer, volunteers get in free, and we're always willing to accept some volunteers. You can log on to our website, twoharborscurling.com, and there's a link there. You can also just send an email, thcurlingclub@gmail.com. And let us know when you're available, and if you have any special skills that you'd like to be utilized, let us know. We'll be happy to have you.
And do you guys have a Facebook?
We do. You'll have to search for it. I am not sure what it is off the top of my head.
Okay, because I know a lot of people like to use Facebook, so I was just checking with you.
Yep, and if you find it, great. We'll be posting some pictures throughout the event up there as well.
All right, sounds great. Anything else you want to go over?
Nope, just stop in. This really is a pretty awesome event for Two Harbors. In recent history, this Junior Nationals was hosted in Detroit, Michigan, and Seattle, Washington. So Two Harbors is in the big time this week. It should be a good time.
Sounds great. Thanks for coming in today, Bryce.
Thank you.
You're listening to the High School Show on KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. We'll be right back.